Buon pomeriggio, benvenuti alla conference call del gruppo Trevi per la presentazione del resoconto intermedio di gestione al 30 settembre 2010. Vi ricordiamo che durante la conference call e successivamente verranno evase le eventuali richieste di approfondimenti pervenuteci in anticipo via email al seguente indirizzo: investorrelations@trevifinger.com. Vi informiamo inoltre che una registrazione della conference call sarà disponibile sul sito della società www.trevifin.com a decorrere dal giorno successivo all'evento. Passiamo ora la parola ai relatori, al CEO del gruppo Trevi, ingegner Stefano Trevisani, e al CFO, dottor Daniele Forti. Good afternoon. Welcome to the Trevi Group conference call on three quarters 2010 financial results. We remind you that any questions or inquiries received in advance by email to the following address, investorrelations@trevifin.com, will be answered during or at the end of the conference call. Please also be advised that a recording of the conference call will be available on our website, www.trevifin.com, starting from the day after this event. We shall now ask the Trevi Group CEO, Engineering Stefano Trevisani, and the Group CFO, Dr. Daniele Forti, to address the meeting.
Good evening, Stefano Trevisani speaking. So I'm here with the Dr. Daniele Forti. And welcome to this conference call. It's the second time we attempt to follow this practice. Unfortunately, we couldn't been able to do this before due to some previous commitment. So now here we are today. Try to go through this presentation we did. So I would like to start with the presentation you received. And on page two, I want to go through this comment of the chairman because I think it summarizes well what our think is about this third quarter and the outlook also for the coming months. So we wish to express our satisfaction with the results achieved in the third quarter of the current financial year. The results show an improvement compared to the previous quarter, both in terms of the total revenue and in operating profitability. The company expects the growth to continue in the final quarter of 2010, so that the estimate of year-end total revenue of approximately 1 billion euro is reached. Net debt improved for the fifth consecutive quarter, and at September 30th, the order portfolio had grown to approximately 760 euro and from 716 million euro at June 30, 2010. Just a quick presentation for the one that are not so familiar with the company. Trevi Finanziaria Industriale is the holding company of a group of companies. Some of the names that we'll record during the presentation of this third quarter with Trevi, we indicated the Special Foundation Service Company, Petroven Oil Drilling Service Contractor, and this form of the service division, mechanical division, the manufacturer, drill maker for the oil drilling rigs, and soil maker for special foundation rigs. On page four, this is again a current slide, but it's important to start from this because this is the international presence, the geographical distribution is we believe one of the key factors of Trevi performance, of Trevi Group performance worldwide. We will have a chance to speak more in details about several areas where we operate, but it's important to understand that this local established organization are able to follow local markets for the service companies, for Trevi and Petroven, and take the opportunity from these markets, while from the head office in Italy, we mainly follow activity for special projects and for areas where we don't have established presence. It's important also to remind that for Soilmec, there has been a change in the last 2 years, also following this important reduction in the sales of Soilmec, which we remind it's one of the companies that had more impact from the global crisis. And right now, Soilmec is presently operating also from a local organization in a few of the areas that we consider very important for the future of this company for the group. So in the last 12 months, we were able to establish an operation center in Brazil, in China, and in India, and they are already giving good results in terms of sale and supports to the client. Majority of the production for Soilmec remains in Italy, but it's important that with this move we'll be able to stay closer to the client. Going through the highlights of the third quarter, as we said before, order book at 760 million, net profit for the 9 months about 34.8, 35 million euro, and fourth quarter expected to improve versus third quarter. This is something we would like to state today, and it's important to highlight this. Expect full year total revenue of about 1 million, and net financial debts improved to 396 million. So I will ask now Daniele Forte to continue with the presentation of the numbers, and then we will continue with the outlook of the business.
Thank you, Stefano. I would like to present the third quarter numbers and compare them with the numbers of the two preceding quarters of the current year. We had 236 million euro revenues against 217 in the second quarter and 235 in the first quarter. According to the consensus as recorded by Bloomberg, we have a difference of 11 million euro. It is explained, first of all, by an increase in internal construction of a rig, of an oil rig, that the group decided to sell internally to Petraven from Drillmec in order to meet the demand by Ecopetrol, Colombia, which awarded to Petraven a contract of $22 million. So this is the main reason for this difference. With respect to EBITDA, we had 37.24 million euro EBITDA with an incidence of 15.8% on revenues. In the second quarter of the year, EBITDA was at 30 million and the percentage on total revenues was at 13.8%. So there was an increase of 2 percentage points. In the first quarter it was 16.5% and at 38.7 million. According to the consensus, as previously stated by Bloomberg, EBITDA was should have been 38.97 million with an incidence on revenues of 15.7%. So the difference is 1.7 million euro. With respect to operating profit, we had 22.27 million euro. Excuse me. 22.27 million euro, equal to 9.4%. In the second quarter of the year, operating profit was 17.6 million euros, with a percentage of total revenues of 8.1%, with an increase of 1.3 percentage points. In the first quarter of the year, it was 25.8 million euro. With respect to consensus, the difference is 4 million euro. It is mainly due to almost 3 million provisions we decided to make in the quarter because of a conservative attitude we decided to adopt with respect to some job sites almost finished, in which we substantially had no remarks from client, but as said, adopting a conservative position, we decided to post some provisions and then to liberate them when we shall have the final completion certificate from clients. So the difference is mainly due to this conservative attitude, on which we may discuss, but this is the decision of the company. With respect to profit before tax, we had in the quarter 16.97 million euro. With respect to consensus of 17.95 million, the difference is only of 0.9 million euro. We stop at this point because taxes are at this stage of the year a large estimate which it doesn't worth to discuss much longer. With respect to order portfolio, hard backlog, we stated that at the 30th of September it reached the level of 759 million euros. According to estimates made by major bank, it could have been 761, according to one bank. It could have been 750, according to another bank. So we think that we met the goal, the achievement. I would like to go on quickly in our explanation and go to page 9 of this analyst presentation. I would like to stress that with respect to revenues split by lines of products, there was a decrease of 17% in the 9 months. It was due to the drilling and the service division. I would like you to go, in order to have a better explanation, to page 19 of the full report, of the full interim management report, in which we have the segmentation of foundation and drilling services from one part and the mechanical engineering segment from the other part. In this case, in this page, we see that the service division reported a decrease of 15 million euro in total revenues. This is true and is due to the conclusion of some special projects in Africa mainly, which were not easily substituted by others. But I would like to stress that the gross operating profit of this segment was 70 million euro, and the percentage on total revenues was 19.5%, which we consider quite satisfactory. And the operating result was 40.48 million euro with a percentage on total revenues of 11.2%. With respect to the other segment, I would like to stress that the revenues decreased 17.9%, but the added value, which is greatly significant in this division, decreased only 6.7%. I'd like to draw your attention on this point because the mechanical segment reacted to the slowdown in demand, in particular of foundation equipment, by increasing the internal quantity of production and decreasing the amount of work delegated to third parties. So there was a decrease, in particular of external services, over 32%, and the decrease of value added is so restricted to 5 million euros, which we consider to be able to fully recover in the fourth quarter of the year, in particular by Drillmec, which is supposed to have a good fourth quarter, far better than the fourth quarter of 2009. So at the end of the year, the revenues and the value, in particular value added of this segment, could be considered at the same level of last year. In this segment, I would like to stress that Solmec had an increase, a slight increase of 0.6% in its sales, but it's an increase of sales in foundation equipment, which is a good sign of a recovery, which will take longer before becoming true at the same level experienced in particular in 2007 and 2008, but it's looming on the horizon. I think that Stefano will talk much more about the prospects of Drillmec, in particular talking of page 10, hard backlog.
Yes, I start from page 10, even if I want to make a consideration on this reduction in activity in the special foundation services of Trevi, where it's true that we compare the figure with an year, the 2009, which was a year where we had a combination of very positive events characterizing the performance of the group. And also because during this 2009, where we all know that the global crisis continues and there is a pressure on margin, we have really tried hard to maintain a good level of profitability and margins in the division, selecting projects with the better margins than others. So this is the reason of the reduction in activity in the special foundation divisions Trevi. Looking at the backlog page on page 9, it's important to highlight that we consider this 760 million a good average, I would say, backlog level for the group. It is a combination, as you see, of about 440 million backlog for Trevi and about 150 million for Petroven and about 100 million for Drillmec. It's important again remind that the characteristic of the business, especially of the core business, is a visibility, an average visibility of about 6 months. This is a combination between Solmec and Trevi because we remind that we have hundreds of contracts of an average amount between 2-3 million, so 5 million sometimes in Trevi, an order of Solmec, which is very even less amount. This is important because sometimes market cap or intake valuation is not the proper we consider parameter to follow in evaluating Trevi Group. Just mentioning something about the backlog, we have, as we said, the DreamHack in the range of 100 million. It's a kind of problem for us to quarterize all the backlog due to the characteristic again of the business of DreamHack. But we have a level of what we call soft backlog that we are very confident will be finalized shortly, so that there will not really a difference in the DreamHack performance for the coming month. Also for Trevi, which we consider 450 million a good level of backlog for the Trevi division, we have a number of negotiations going on where we expect to finalize in the first 6 months of the, even earlier than in 2011. If you see the level of backlog anyhow, apart from the 2008 level, it's in line with the business development of the group and with the revenue at the end of the year of the group. And this is, again, to confirm that the nature of our business is characterized by the visibility, shorter visibility, unfortunately, we'll say that is the reality than the other business. We continue with Daniele on the net financial position.
As Stefano has already stated, for the fifth consecutive quarter, we had posted a decrease in our net financial debts. They were 443.8 million at the beginning of the year, and they decreased down to 395 million. We would like to stress that in this period we generated a free cash flow of 68 million euro. We think that this has to be considered as a very positive set of data, and considered as of greater importance in the life of the group, taking into consideration that the main financial ratios are in a good position, as you can see in page 12. The total net financial position / EBITDA is 2.8 times, while net financial position equity is 1.1, and EBITDA total financial expenses is 11.5 times. They are to be considered as satisfactory, in particular the second and the third, and far from the covenants we have with banks. You have to consider this together with the amount of the equity, which was around 350 million euro. It decreased 20 million with respect to 3 months before because of the weakness of the dollar in the period, which had a negative impact on the conversion reserve of 20 million euro. So net worth decreased 5% because of the exchange rate. And you can consider this as a measure of the impact that exchange rate has had on the life of the company in the quarter. Still, financial debts are for 81% at the long term. And we estimate that in the next year we shall have to reimburse around 60 million euro of our total net long-term debt. The company believes that it has more than sufficient credit lines at the long term, committed and not yet drawn, in order to face not only those requirements, but also operational needs, in order to face also possibilities of expansion in its activity. The last two pages are dedicated, pages 14 and 15, to the segmentation. We think that we have already talked a lot about them, in particular the service division reached, I would like to remember, an EBITDA of almost 20%, which is equal, which is the same we got in the first 9 months 2008, while the mechanical division had rebound in profitability. EBITDA reached 11%, while it was 10.4% in the first 9 months 2009.
Okay, looking now at some questions we receive in this hour, I will start with some questions related to we receive from Mr. Bruno Permuti from Intesa San Paolo. Business for DreamHack, just going into an outlook of the DreamHack business worldwide, we see DreamHack now focus on several areas where we expect to finalize contracts in the next month, as I said before, and I'm talking about area mainly from Middle East, Central America, South America, North Africa. I would say that the visibility of DreamHack in the market has increased substantially in the last 2 years, based on also the type of project we deliver, the type of contracts we've been able to deliver, starting from this large contract in Iraq, where we delivered 22 units. The last one has been rigged up in these weeks, and where we expect to have more in the coming years due to the situation of drilling activity in Iraq. Starting also for this contract, we have performed in the last month for Kazakhstan, where this unit we delivered, the first one is already on site, the Kashagan field, and is under rig up and will be completed in a few days. The second one will be delivered only in February and March. But it was quite an achievement because of the type of contracts, a lot of engineering, a lot of quality work followed closely by the client, and being able to deliver such sophisticated equipment on time, on schedule, and according to spec, for sure is contributing in creating a lot of credits for DreamHack activity. And as a matter of fact, we start to use this credit in the region, and also in Middle East, where we are participating in important bids for complete package drilling rigs. So what we see, the outlook of DreamHack for the coming months and for next year is a positive. We expect, as a matter of fact, to improve DreamHack level of revenue in 2011 based on this contracts and the negotiation. It's also important to understand the contribution of Petroven to this business, because, and I'm touching Petroven business a little bit to also give an outlook of the activity of Petroven. We will have the 12 rig in operation shortly in South America, And this is a good business where we are continuing to invest based on the capability of financing the equipment. The business will be able to self-finance itself in the coming months, coming years, and the coming quarters. The business is a strong also showroom for technology, and as a matter of fact, we are right now collecting a lot of interest for these hydraulic rigs, HH rigs, especially in South America and in Central America. We don't have really, till now, I would say, reliable competitors that are attempting to follow this hydraulic drilling rigs business, but the only producer right now is a company that actually produces for his own fleet of rigs and not for the market. talking about our market in Middle East, it's important to highlight that Trevi has right now, we'll say, a distributed presence in Middle East, not more in the Emirates only. We are working in Qatar, in Oman, of course in Abu Dhabi, very little in Dubai at the moment, but also in Saudi and in Kuwait. So the combination of the business, even if below the level of 2008, will remain an important part of business for Trevi Group. And we'll be ready also to take the opportunity coming in these regions, and there will be an opportunity, especially in countries like Saudi. There are important plan, investment plan in infrastructure and construction in Saudi, and we are well positioned to follow this investment. Talking about one of the questions I see also on, talking also about the region of the Middle East, and the question that I've seen many people coming to us. These dams in Iraq, I know is a long story. We have been following the dam for the last 2 years. I can confirm today that the dam is still a priority for the country. There are financing, there is a financing available for the project. It's a project, is a priority for the Ministry of Water Resources for the country itself. So there are already funds allocated for 2010. What we see now, it's we are working again with our partners, competitors, on a solution to be able to fulfill the request from the client to have the two companies involved. So at the moment I cannot anticipate anything, but I believe we are in a position where we should be able to reach a conclusion in a couple of months. There is also a new government that is, under formation in Iraq, but this is we believe it will not really affect the conclusion of this negotiation. So we remain confident about the possibility to be active in Iraq starting from next year.
With the respect to the question asked by Mr. Bruno Permuti on the collection of doubtful credits, we can say that those collections are going on as planned, that is, according to the restructuring we dealt with our clients. Almost half of those doubtful credits are planned to be recovered in 3 years. Mr. Paolo Cipi from Intermonte asked various questions. We think that most of those questions already received an answer during this talk.
I can just add, we noticed this news today about this cheap, we'll say, release of about 20 billion euro for investment in infrastructure in Italy. It's a good news for us, of course. Italy has experienced in the last 6 months quite positive trend in the how to say in the work under progress at the moment, and Trevi is getting benefit of this for his position of leadership in the market. And at the moment, we have about more than 110 million euro backlog for Italy, which is quite news, because actually level of backlog was much lower in the previous year. So it's promising to see a market for Trevi in Italy again interesting, and for sure will not leave any opportunity apart. For the project in the U.S., we are continuing with our, I would say, strong performance in the U.S., and as a matter of fact, I think we are one of the few companies in America that has been able to increase by about 30-35% the level of revenue, with a good profit also, considering the activity level in the United States in the construction market. This was because we selected a niche of performance, a niche of works, and dams, rehabilitation of dams is one of these. There will be more dams coming in. We are bidding for more, also interesting project, and we should know something about a couple of them, especially one of them, I think, in 2 or 3 months. It remains a field of activity where we are very focused on for the coming years. Talking about the activity of Trevi in emerging markets, you saw from our distribution of revenue that we have very little right now ongoing in Europe. As a matter of fact, as a Trevi, we had also very little before. I mean, we consider Europe a mature market, and the reason we are able to express such kind of a margin, which we want to highlight, are much higher than the market level and the market average, is because a long time ago we selected to enter into more promising emerging markets. And as a matter of fact, we work almost apart from the United States only in emerging markets. We pay a lot of attention to this. I think we are well positioned in the markets, and for sure we'll try to get all the opportunities. There are markets, even if booming for other reasons, that we believe are not really suitable for us. China, for example, is one of these. But for the rest, we look everywhere at the good opportunities to our project with good margins.
We think that we have already given an answer to the question placed by Mr. Giuseppe Mappelli, and we would like to go to the question we received from Mr. Giuseppe Coruna from Exane BNP Paribas. With respect to commercial credits, we think that if we can go to page 15 of the full interim management report and look at the second line regarding net working capital, we have trade receivables, and we can compare the number of the total amount of receivables as at September the 30th, 292 million euro, with the same number as at December the 31st, 2009, 308 million, there was a decrease, while at the 30th of September 2009, it was 330 million. So in 12 months, we had a decrease of 37 million euro receivables. I would like to draw your attention also to the fact that the receivables include retention money, which is normally recovered in more than 1 year, and retention money is a considerable amount, also due to the higher level of activity in the last year. Inventories increased slightly in 9 months. If we compare the data at the 30th of September with the same data as at the December the 31st, we can see that there is a 20 million increase. This is due to a certain amount of stock that we have decided to accumulate in order to meet an increase in demand by Soilmec and also the work in progress by DrillMec. We have also to note that we received advance payment of 80 million as at September the 30th, and that net working capital decreased 1% in 12 months. So we can say that it was under control in this period. We have already said that we have already talked about working capital, and I would like to give an answer to financial charges. Financial charges were in 9 months around 12 million euros. Excuse me. 9 million euros, 12 million are estimated in 12 months. So we have an average of 1 million euro net financial charges per month. In the last quarter, we posted less than usual because financial charges were overestimated as at June the 30th, and because there was a decrease in average of our financial debts during the quarter. With respect to last question placed by Mr. Corona, investments, we think that the level of investment could reach 40 million euro at the end of the year, mainly because of the investment made recently by Petroven in oil rigs. Last question.
Okay. I think there are no more questions. I just want to summarize a little bit our discussion. You saw the numbers, so I'm not going to repeat them. But just to complete the presentation for the outlook, which I believe is one of the most interesting things people want to know about the business and the development of the business. So starting from the oil and gas business, this level of price of barrel of oil, it's promising for us. It means investment in exploration and production for an oil company, and we saw already this come concrete in the negotiation we are having right now. The drilling business in Petroven is continuing with the profit. We have more requests to put more rigs in operation, so it means that the model we have chosen a few years ago to present Trevi as small drilling contractors to develop this technology was a good decision. As I said before, helpful also for the business of DrillMec. We are confident about drilling performance for the end of this year and also for 2011, with the level again of investment from oil drilling company and operators. We believe also the development of hydraulic rigs inside Soilmec will see an improvement in terms of ratio. We expect to have higher ratio of hydraulic rigs compared to conventional one for the next year. Looking at the core business, Soilmec, I want to repeat, it's the company that has suffered more in this global crisis, but the reaction was quicker. As a matter of fact, we see a slight increase in revenue in these 9 months compared to last year, very little, but encouraging. With this move to go closer to the clients in the most attractive market in this moment, we believe that we are also setting the base for future development of both Soilmec works in the future. And for Trevi, we remain, again, confident that the geographical distribution of our business and also some projects we are targeting will be the base again for a good performance in 2011. There are also projects I forgot to mention before, of course, that we are targeting in Europe, some of them in Northern Europe, but always keeping in mind that we don't look at volume, we look more at projects with good margins, and also in Europe, we hope to be able to find some of these. This is all. I thank all of you for your contribution, the people we mentioned before, for the question we received. We also received questions from abroad, from Mr. Nirai Majan in Boston, from GMO, and others. So I think this is all. Good evening.
Good evening.
We'll talk to you on the one-on-one meeting maybe in the next coming weeks. Thank you.